President Bush has promised substantial increases in federal spending on education over the next 4 years. In his first education budget, there are several controversial proposals that could alter significantly the way Washington channels money to schools. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Under the president's education budget, federal aid to schools and college students would jump from about $42 billion this year to $44.5 billion next year, the largest percentage increase of any federal agency. But make no mistake, the president says, there will be changes in the way this money makes its way to schools.
As standards rise, local schools will need more flexibility to meet them. So we must streamline the dozens of federal education programs into five and let states spend money in those categories as they see fit.
Instead of funding 60 different federal programs, the Bush administration wants to put nearly $14 billion into five block grants over the next 10 years. For example, Mr. Bush's plan would consolidate spending for 9 technology programs and create a single pot of money, mostly for schools in rural communities and schools with high concentration of poor students. There's an extra $1 billion a year just for reading, which would triple the amount of money the federal government now spends on remedial reading programs. There's $2.6 billion for teacher training, a project that First Lady and former teacher Laura Bush has been asked to promote. Funding for character education, charter schools, and Pell Grants for needy college students would get big boosts, too. On the tax front, families earning up to $160,000 would be allowed to write off $5,000 for education-related expenses, kindergarten through college. Families want choices, not more or bigger government education programs, the president says.
I believe in local control of schools. We should not and we will not run public schools from Washington, D.C.
To the extent that the federal government must fund education programs, though, it must demand better results, says Mr. Bush. His budget calls for yearly testing of students in reading and math. States would be free to choose their own tests, but if poor-performing schools don't raise test scores, or if schools cannot guarantee student safety, President Bush says the federal government should withdraw some of the money these schools receive from Washington. He wants to turn those dollars over to parents for them to send their children to private or parochial schools. Mr. Bush refuses to use the term vouchers, but that's exactly what he's talking about, says Gray Davis, the Democratic governor of California.
With the exception of vouchers, I support President Bush's proposals on education. The president called for tests in grades 3 through 8. We already test in grades 2 through 11. I'm in favor of accountability, high standards, and annual assessments. So we're basically doing what he's proposing we do.
With polls consistently showing public support for increased federal spending on education, Mr. Bush's education budget won't be hard to sell. Besides, we're not talking about a lot of money here. Federal dollars account for no more than 7% of all the money that's spent on public education in this country. That's not going to change very much, even with Mr. Bush's $4.5 billion hike in spending. $4.5 billion, though, may buy the president some cooperation from congressional Democrats when the real horse trading over the entire budget begins. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.